The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Many things happening in the sports world. Lots of NFL football to be talking about. That's right, NFL football. Preseason, it's here, baby. And I'll be honest with you, man. These guys are really, really getting into it very early. A little bit more arguing, a little more fighting than usual, if you ask me. Speaking of fighting and whatnot, Major League Baseball, some of these races are really heating up. Yankees and the Blue Jays, man, oh man, that's back and forth, neck and neck. You got the Dodgers and the Giants battling it out. All of a sudden, Pittsburgh in the mix, very close with St. Louis. A lot of good stuff in Major League Baseball, to be honest with you. Jeff Rich is with me as always. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. Another great week of sports. Another great Sunday morning to talk about the games, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, a couple weeks ago, St. Louis is running away with that division. All of a sudden, Pittsburgh right there, 3.5 games behind them, and the Cubs, 6.5 behind them. That's going to be a great race the rest of the way. We're just getting warmed up, a lot to talk about, so keep it close, man. If you want to get involved, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich and at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We'll be right back, everybody. Just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
Placer is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Placers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, non-stop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
We're fast approaching the hottest days of the summer. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to stay safe as the mercury rises right after this.
What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the QuickShare function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. No matter how healthy you are, when it really gets hot, it's important to take precautions to stay safe. Those simple weekend chores that you enjoyed back in May can lead to serious overheating now. So limit your activity to mainly the early morning and early evening hours and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun. If you're working outside, take plenty of breaks to cool off and drink lots of water. Try to avoid caffeine and alcohol while you're out in the heat because they cause dehydration. Don't ignore signs of nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. If you experience any of these symptoms, cool off immediately. Plan your day's chores so you're in areas of shade. Make sure you wear loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Finally, try to eat light, healthy meals. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfman Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like I said, a lot of things happening in the sports world. Major League Baseball, some of these races getting a little exciting, interesting, if you will. NFL football preseason, man. It's real, man. It's intense. These guys want to go out there and they want to play, and they're looking to really battle it early. And I'm somewhat surprised. You know, you have T. Suggs going after Sam Bradford. You have RG3 getting the concussion. Are you a little surprised at how these guys are going at it pretty hardcore very early in preseason, Jeff?
Well, the game is the game. There's no playing this game at 75-80%. Those quarterbacks aren't wearing red jerseys. You got to play this game like it's, you know, like it's mid-September or late January. You got to play this game to win, and you can't do that by being soft on defense. You can't put quarterbacks in red jerseys. And, you know, frankly, Robert Griffin III's got to prove that he can take a hit, get up, and keep on going.
I don't disagree with that. However, you know, when you hear all the guys complaining about, you know, not wanting to play four games, they should put it to two and this and that and the other. And, you know, you want to minimize, let's be honest, you do want to minimize the injuries and stuff like that and avoid that because these games mean nothing. At the end of the day, preseason means nothing. And if you have an injury to a really key ingredient to your team in a meaningless football game, I think you're a little upset about that, Jeff.
I think you should be. I think the preseason's a complete waste of time. I would do away with it if it were up to me. I think that you're going to have those injuries in the beginning of the season either way. I think that the preseason washes out seasons before they begin. I'd like to see that, you know, if a guy gets hurt, you know, that he doesn't go down in vain. And when you play four August games, it's too hot. These guys aren't conditioned because when do they report to camp? What, 15 days before their first preseason game? I don't think that they're ready. I think that if you give these guys 5 weeks to condition, put them in structured scrimmages like the Cleveland Browns played with the Buffalo Bills, and I know that happened all over the NFL. You know, you do these joint practices, you don't chart, you know, you don't gouge your season ticket holders, and you don't get your guys hurt before the games start to count.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the bottom line is we all know it's a physical, barbaric type game. You're out there and you're battling in the trenches, if you will, and it's a real grind. We all know that, but the truth is you want to get through preseason uninjured. I mean, at the end of the day, injury-free is the way to go. And you know what? It's also up to the coaches to realize, you know, and not put their players in a bad position too, Jeff. So, you know, players are going out there trying to make plays or getting their reps in. But the coaches also need to know, hey, look, let's not overdo it, for instance. Or, you know, if a guy does take a big hit, get him out of the game right away.
Yeah. Well, I think that a lot of the starters played to appease the season ticket holders. You know, those guys are paying full price Yeah, they're paying one-tenth of what they pay for their entire season, which is 8 regular season games and those 2 preseason games. I think that, you know, you do a little bit of a showcase first 5-10 minutes of the game, and everything's really vanilla. I mean, look how many quarterbacks start out, 4-for-4, 5-for-5. It's a good confidence boost for the players. It's a good showcase for the fans. But you get, you know, you get your backups on the field. You know, Johnny Football showed last year he wasn't ready to play. Gets to play an entire half of football on ESPN the other night. So that's, you know, that's a big deal, and that's a big showcase for ESPN, even though it was, you know, quite frankly, 2 teams just weren't in a situation where they needed to be on national TV with all the injuries that they've had in camp and whatnot. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I'd really like to see it gotten rid of. It's unfortunate because I think that there are second and third string players that can step up in that spotlight, but I think that the risks far outweigh the reward.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, they need these reps. Let's be honest. I mean, whether we like it or not, and personally, maybe they should change it to 2 games or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed if they took the number down a little bit. However, I do think it's important to have a little bit of that game time conditioning going on, and realizing that the speed of the game is different than a practice. So I don't know. I think there is some value to it, to be honest with you. And you made a great point about those second and third stringers and guys, you know, the 53rd guy on the roster. This is their time. This is their opportunity to come out and make a play and get an opportunity to show what they can do and showcase their talents. But at the end of the day, you know, the veteran guys hate this. The younger guys have an opportunity to step up. And you know what? There's got to be a happy medium, and you need a little bit of both. Did you happen to check out this Brandon Cooks kid from the New Orleans Saints? Guy can really, really get out, and he's a very, very fast wide receiver.
Oh, Brandon Cooks is an excellent player. I got, you know, I came from Oregon State, so I got to see him play down here at Sun Devil Stadium. You know, going up to, I think he graduated after the 2013 season or entered the NFL. Yeah, Brandon Cooks is a little, you know, he's quite undersized, but, you know, from 2012 to 2013, when the Beavers lost Marcus Wheaton to the NFL, Brandon Cooks really stepped it up, really helped his quarterback there, Sean Mannion, put himself on the map with NFL scouts. And I think he's an elusive player. I think that he's another, yeah, I think he's another Steve Smith type. And do you think that's a fair comparison, having seen him play?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Steve Smith, a little bit undersized, but obviously maxed his potential 100%. And what I've seen so far in this Brandon Cooks kid is definitely similar. You know, the 4 receptions, 117 yards in his preseason game and a touchdown to go along with it. But just real good speed. You know, I was impressed, to be honest with you. What did you think of the backup there in Patriot land? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought Jimmy went out there and played pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not really all that surprised. You remember Matt Cassel played really well when Tom Brady went down in week 1 in 2008. System quarterback almost seems like it's a bad thing, but coming up in a system, and we might see it depending on who Bill O'Brien starts down with the Houston Texans, but that system just develops football players. So we'll see what happens.
Teddy Bridgewater, look, a lot of people have high hopes for this kid this year. Definitely looking like he's improved a little bit, at least from what I've seen so far. Seems like he's making better decisions. How important do you think Teddy Bridgewater is to the Viking success? I mean, obviously AP there is going to help it a lot, but Teddy Bridgewater and the way that he's progressed could make the Vikings a decent team this year.
You know, it's funny. We were talking on our Suits and Laterals podcast last week about the Philip Rivers, and I was looking back at it as statistics. I was like, what happened with this guy? You know, why is San Diego always a 7-9, 8-8, you know, type of team? Yeah. And, you know, you look back to the days that they were 13-3, 14-2, you know, winning playoff games and the like. And it was, you know, it was the crossover between Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson. Once Tomlinson left, Ryan Matthews couldn't fill the void. And I think that's a big deal for Mike Zimmer to get his offense going there in Minnesota, is you know, to make sure that AP comes back, you know, at what he used to be, or at least a close resemblance thereof. You know, Bridgewater, I think that he's only going to get better with time. It happened at Louisville. It's going to happen in Minnesota. I think there's going to be a lot of teams without quarterbacks that are going to really regret letting Teddy Bridgewater stay on the draft board as long as he did a year ago.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I've been impressed so far with what I've seen. Cardinals picking up Chris Johnson as another running back for what they have. Somewhat surprised, to be honest with you. But if he does have anything left, that's a great pickup for the Cardinals. Yes or no?
I think it is a great pickup. He's a shell of his former self. He's not, Chris 2K or C2K or whatever he was anymore. But he's got that same style to him that Andre Ellington does. So I think that he's going to fit in really well. Ellington gets gassed, you put Chris Johnson on the field, and you're not going to lose much.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, Chris Johnson, I think, when I was winning fantasy football, he was killing it for me. So I really, really like that guy. And I think he has some potential, obviously. But like you said, a shell of himself to a certain degree. So we'll just have to see how he plays out and works out for the Arizona Cardinals. But a lot of things to talk about. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to talk to him about Major League Baseball. A lot of things happening in the baseball world. His Toronto Blue Jays definitely in the mix. And other things happening as well. So keep it close. We'll be right back with John Poulter. It's Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Haven't really thrown it out there much But to get involved, to get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot of things happening, as always, in the sports world. We're going to shift gears. We've been talking some NFL football, and now we're going to flip it and get into some Major League Baseball. And we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Andy. Good morning, and good morning to you, Jeff.
Let's not waste any time. I mean, look, we talked about the trade deadline. We talked about teams having some success and reaping the benefits, and ultimately your Blue Jays are one of those teams. So good for you and good for the Blue Jays. They're a half a game behind the Yankees. They've been kind of flirting with taking over that spot and giving it back and taking over that spot and giving it back. And then all of a sudden, Baltimore now is somewhat in the mix here too, only six games behind them. The Rays, 6.5 games behind them. Things are heating up in the American League East, and really now, you know, we talk about this being a marathon. It's almost at the point now where it's a sprint, John.
Yeah, it's getting very close. The Baltimore is 6 back and Tampa Bay 6.5 back, as you mentioned. I'm almost at the point now where that lead is mathematically starting to look relatively comfortable. I work on the basis that you basically have to make up one game per week in order to catch somebody. And we're looking now where there's about 6 weeks left in the season. So we're kind of right on that bubble as to how a team has enough games left to catch them up. And quite frankly, the way that the Blue Jays are playing right now, I think that they can probably sit back and say that they're going to get a wild card berth. They can still push the Yankees. They've got it down to a half a game. One in the all-important loss column, and they now control their own destiny because they have another 7 games left head-to-head with the Yankees. So if the Jays don't win it, it's their own fault. And the way that they've been playing lately, the last two nights against the Angels, they've made the Angels look like a very ordinary team. And I'm not sure if that's a sign of how well the Blue Jays are playing or just how badly the Angels have fallen. Who they have now fallen behind Texas in the wild race for that second wild card spot. And if we'd looked at this 60 days ago and said we thought the Texas Rangers would be in the heat of the playoff run towards the end of August, I think some people would have questioned just how much the three of us knew about baseball.
Absolutely. Jeff, I want to let you get in just a moment. I'll just have a quick point to make, and then Jeff, throw something at John. Look, I think you have a great point about what's going on with the Jays and the Yankees and at the top of that division. However, they are leading the wild card right now, so they would be in. And like you said, the Rangers have come out of nowhere. And we talked about this a few weeks back, and I said, do you think the Rangers made a move or two that could put them in a position to make a move? And we all kind of thought they did. So I'm not surprised that Texas is making this a little bit interesting.
No, and if you watch the highlights from last night's game, Prince Fielder hustling home from second on a short single to left field, he was rumbling. I'm not sure if anybody had stood at the plate, they would have been able to stop him, but not the type of guy you expect to see to score from a short single to left field, but maybe that's a sign of how the Rangers are playing, and certainly the pickup of Hamels and Napoli from the Red Sox to play first base and DH has certainly been a big addition to that team, and they both bring a good history. So I suspect that those have been the two major pickups in terms of Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, speaking of the state of Texas, it's almost like we're fatigued speaking on it. Obviously, the biggest surprise of the season. They're still hot right now. They're fending off the team in Arlington that's also hot. Does the winner of the AL West, whether it's the Rangers, and I know the Angels are arguably in the hunt as well, but if Texas or Houston wins the American League West with a rookie manager, does that manager get manager of the year automatically?
Yeah, he's got to be awfully close. John Gibbons in Toronto, I guess, would be a candidate. But for the most part, the Blue Jays were seen to be a better team at the start of the year and have improved, but haven't improved as much as Texas and Houston have. So I would have to think right now, Jeff, that A.J. Hinch in Houston is probably the guy that's the leader for that award. If you want to look at the usual sort of qualifications for that, taking a team that wasn't supposed to do anything very much and exceeding its expectations significantly, I would say that Hinch is probably in the driver's seat, although Bannister in Texas has done a real good job with that club, especially without his main pitcher, Darvish, for the whole year.
What about if Minnesota winds up finding a way to battle themselves into a playoff position, a wild card position, if you will, and Paul Molitor? What about the job he's done with the Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, that'd be another good candidate, Andy. I guess the thought process there is that the Twins are sort of so far behind Kansas City, everybody's kind of forgotten about them
yeah.
in terms of a race. So, and it is obviously a you know fairly low profile market, but that's a great point. I think Molitor would be right up there as well. But to Jeff's point earlier, I think if Houston do win that division, I mean obviously Minnesota's not going to win their division. Houston
right.
has a good chance to win their division. That may be the thing that tips the scales for Hinch over Molitor. But yeah, he'd be a great candidate as well. No question about that.
Kind of hard to believe. Well, real quick, Jeff, it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, Kansas City Royals, when they're just destroying it, we're not even mentioning them at all. Is it because we expect this out of them now or what?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the fact that we saw just how good of a ball club that is last year, or that was last year. They started off this year doing just as well as they had finished off last year. Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and to some extent Minnesota have not been as competitive as you would need to push somebody as much as Kansas City probably needs to be pushed, and they did improve themselves significantly at the trade deadline. So they've done all the right things as well. They've played well. They've acquired the right players without destroying the chemistry on the roster, and they've also had the fortunate situation where the four other teams in their division have not played stellar baseball.
Jeff, go ahead.
Speaking of the Twins, you know, they're 14 games of over 500 at home. On the road, they're 24-37. When they moved into Target Field, everybody said that's the biggest mistake they could make because they played so well in the Bag Dome and the Metro Dome. Slap singles hitters like Luis Castillo thrive there. Have they finally grown into Target Field a little bit? Have they learned to adjust their roster and adjust their play to have such a home field advantage?
Yeah, probably. It's hard to tell because it's almost a completely remade roster with the exception of one or two players. And I think probably the biggest factor there is the move more so from the stadium indoors to outdoors. I think it's two things. I think it's the fact that they've gotten used to the park, as you point out, and I think the fact that they've moved from the dreaded artificial turf to the regular turf makes it easier for the players that are already there and also attracts other players in terms of trades and free agents. And as much as Torrey Hunter wanted to, quote, go home for his final season or seasons, I can't see a man of his age playing on artificial turf doing as well as he's done at Target Field. So I think it's a combination of things, Jeff.
Interesting stuff. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week, talking some Major League Baseball. Right now we're sticking in the American League. On the other side, we'll switch gears and we'll get into the National League because there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the National League. When you look at that Central Division with Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Chicago, just very, very good baseball being played there. But we'll just focus here for another next minute or two on the American League, and then we'll switch gears on the other side. Are you still, look, they're out of things and everything like that, but would you say that this is probably a really, really disappointing season for the Detroit Tigers? And I know I'm switching gears on, you know, we're talking a lot of positive, but negatively speaking, this has been a terrible season for them. They got a lot of talent, and they're four games below 500 right now, making a little bit of a push, but ultimately, very disappointing season for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been extremely disappointing, apart from the fact that they found themselves trading David Price, and one of the guys they got back for him, Daniel Norris, went on the disabled list this week, so much so that they replaced him with Randy Wolf, who I don't think has made a major league start in just over 2 years. So that sort of tells you how thin that system has become. the fact that Verlander was hurt at the start of the year and Cabrera, their best hitter, was hurt for a portion of the year has certainly not helped them at all. I mean, Verlander, I think, is 1-6, and none of us would have expected him to be 1-6. And the fact that they lost Scherzer and then Verlander was hurt at the start of the season and hasn't pitched that well since, that's sort of a double whammy. So I have to think that the Tigers are in a fairly significant rebuilding mode. I don't think they'll have to strip it right down to the bottom, but certainly there's going to be some changes there that have to be made in order for them to become competitive, because right now Kansas City is a significantly better baseball team, and they're 15 game. There's a 15-game difference, and we're not even at the end of the season. So I can see that being a challenge for whoever takes over on a full-time basis in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. John, can you hang with us, like I said, and we'll talk some National League on the other side, if that's okay?
That's fine. I'd be happy to stick around.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball. Well, that's why we have him, and he does it better than most people, to be honest with you. So if you first time catching this, man, definitely stick to it. Every week, John Poulter joins us for about 40 minutes or so. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back with more of John Poulter breaking down National League Baseball. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
The blistering sun of summer can wreak havoc on your wood deck, so now is the perfect time of the year to shield your deck against those harmful UV rays. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your deck right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at the Home Depot or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Before you can protect your deck, you'll need to clean it so that the stain or sealer will have a better chance to soak into the wood. A commercial deck cleaner or a deck brightener will prepare the wood without damaging the fibers like bleach will. Scrub the cleaner into the deck with a stiff nylon brush, then rinse clean. After the deck has dried for at least 24 hours, you can then apply a sealer or stain for super penetration and transparent iron oxides to block the sun's rays. Use a pump-up garden sprayer or a roller to apply it and then backbrush the area before moving on. The process forces the sealant down into the pores of the wood to give you maximum protection from the effects of the sun. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Placer is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Placers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And, you know, come to think of it, boys, we haven't mentioned this at all. maybe the purest form of baseball being played right now, with the Little League World Series happening right before our eyes this weekend. Some great stuff watching these kids play, and that's truly the purest form of any sports you're ever going to see, is watching kids play and not knowing all the stuff that can happen from the ages of 12 till whatever. But this is a good time to see the young kids play and give it their all, and they're showcasing it all the time here on ESPN, and it'll probably be on ABC later today, if not, or whatever. I don't exactly know how they do with the finals, but Little League World Series is on, and you should definitely be checking that out. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking, well, we just got done with the American League, and now we'll switch gears and talk some National League with you. And let's start in the East, where the Mets have taken over, let's be honest. This team has really gotten it together this year, and the Nationals, a lot of hype. They're not living up to it, John. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, very clearly, and we've talked about this a couple of times in terms of disappointments. The Washington Nationals probably been the team that's at the top of that list for most of the season. The Mets have been building a pitching staff for a number of years. They now have four or five young kids and the ageless veteran Bartolo Colon. And the one thing that was always holding the Mets back in the early half of the season was their inability to put runs on the board. But since they acquired Jonas Cespedes at the trade deadline from the Tigers, they've gone 13-6 in the month of August. So that's 19 games, and in those 19 games, they've put up 96 runs. So that's almost five runs a game. And the Mets' ERA is substantially lower than that. I believe it's in the low threes. St. Louis has the best ERA in the majors, but I believe that the Mets are that far behind them. And, you know, you do the simple math. You score five runs a game, you give up three and change, you're going to be on the winning side of the equation more often than you're on the wrong side of it. So that plus the collapse of the Washington Nationals has been a big help. And a month ago, I would have said that was a neck-and-neck race. Now I'd have to say it's a pretty strong advantage for the Mets. Washington, barely a 500 team, and when you look at what's on paper, when you look at the talent on the paper there, you have to wonder, why is that team at 500?
No, I agree, man. It's crazy because, you know, a lot of talent there with the Nationals, like you're talking about. And you know what? The Mets have been quiet for years, and all of a sudden they kind of figured it out this season, and looks like they've got themselves poised to win that division potentially, and, you know, obviously get themselves to the postseason for the first time in a while. So I don't know about you guys, but I like seeing different teams in there every now and then. I don't want to see St. Louis win it every single year. I mean, maybe I'm boring, maybe I'm wrong. I know that there's a certain thing called dynasties and whatnot, but I'm all about seeing the new kid on the block jump in here and there and make some noise. Like, that's why I like seeing Kansas City back being a decent baseball team and able to get it done, because they're just, you know what? It's refreshing to me in a sense. So
isn't that what the Mets are right now too? I mean, I think that, you know, big market aside, they haven't been there in a while, and it's nice to see them get us off the monotony of, frankly, every other team in the National League other than maybe Miami.
Well, I think the Mets are doing it the right way, which is very unusual for a New York team. Not quite so much as the Yankees, but for many years the Mets went out and signed big players at big dollars, mostly for things that they had done elsewhere as opposed to what they were going to do for the Mets. And I think when they identified the problem of not scoring enough runs, I think that was probably a big piece of it. But unfortunately, Lucas Duda is now on the DL with a back injury, and he's one of their other big hitters. So it'd be interesting to see how they compensate for that.
Interesting, though. The Mets have definitely put themselves back on the map this season, and the Nationals, you know, maybe it's one of these cases, John, where just too much too soon for the Nationals to, you know, be able to. I'm one of those guys that thinks you have to have failure before you have success. So maybe this is part of the growing process, the growing pains, if you will. And then also, Matty Williams, maybe not the right guy, you know, but that's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother story. But maybe this is just part of the course, and you know, you have to get over a certain hump, and you have to make yourself realize that the ultimate prize is getting to the World Series, getting in the postseason and whatnot. So maybe this is just some of the growing pains that the Nationals are going through.
Yeah, very well could be, but this is kind of year three of the growing pains, Andy. It's the third year in a row that there's been great expectations in Washington either to win the division or to make the postseason or to advance deep into the postseason, and as of yet, they haven't been able to do it. So I kind of wonder, you know, how many times do they kick at this cat before somebody says it ain't working? You know, are we looking at the 2000s edition of the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah.
In the last segment, John, you mentioned that, you know, we're 6 weeks left in the season. A game a week is the reasonable is a reasonable reaching point to make up games. If you look at the National League West, you got the Diamondbacks at 6 games out, the Padres at 6.5 games out. We thought that all year that this would be a two-team race. Is there any legitimacy to looking at Arizona and San Diego as contenders to win the division? Because the wild card is actually probably unattainable for any of these teams.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Jeff, I would have said it's totally out of the division. But I look at it this morning, and Arizona's 6 games behind the Padres, 6.5. But the Padres have won 8 out of 10. They made St. Louis look pretty ordinary last night. And I look at that first and second spot between the Dodgers and the Giants, and the Dodgers have lost 4 in a row. The Giants have lost 1. And they're respectively 5-5 and 6-4 in their last 10 games. That's almost a division now that it looks like nobody really wants to step forward and take it. And if that's the case, then the door is open for Arizona and San Diego. I haven't looked at the schedule to see what the head-to-head matchups are between San Diego, Arizona, the Dodgers, and San Francisco. But if there's a lot of games still to be played, that could still become very, very interesting. And certainly a game and a half lead, the way the Dodgers are playing right now, isn't going to make them feel very comfortable. And I'm sort of starting to wonder about the Dodgers. They're sitting here with a payroll now that's approaching $300 million, and they picked up Chase Utley this week and gave up a great prospect in Darnell Sweeney to the Phillies, and he hit a home run last night. So you have to kind of wonder where the Dodgers are heading with the money that they're spending, and they're still sitting there spinning their wheels with a game-and-a-half lead.
First and foremost, how in the world are the Arizona Diamondbacks being so competitive? Second of all, we probably expected the Padres to be a little bit better than they are, but they're starting to come around. So with what Jeff just said about a game a week type thing, realistically, do these teams have enough time to get themselves back in this battle?
Yeah, they do, providing that there's some head-to-head games with the Dodgers and the Giants, and that's one of the races that I haven't really had a good chance to take a look at in terms of the upcoming schedule. I can probably tell you all the other teams that are competing with each other, how many games they have left, and when they are, and where they are, but that's one that has only sort of come to mind, I guess, the last 2 or 3 days, with San Diego going 8-2, 5 in a row, and the Diamondbacks sitting right at 500 and going 5-5 in their last 5 games. I didn't expect that to be a race. I think it's great that it is. Those teams are probably going to play each other, and somebody's going to spit somebody out, and the door is open if they want to take a crack at it. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, I would never have expected the D-backs to be in the hunt this long. I mean, we all talked about it. You know, this is a rebuilding phase for them, and, you know, they're going in a different direction and whatnot. And you know what? They're competitive. And at the end of the day, you know what? You got to give them a lot of credit. You have to take your hats off to the Arizona Diamondback brass and everybody involved with making this team be this competitive. Yes or no?
Yeah, for sure. And Chip Hale obviously has done a very good job there, a guy that was sort of somewhat unheralded when they picked him. He had worked for the Diamondbacks before in the front office and in the minor league system, and he did play in the major leagues primarily with the Minnesota Twins. But when all the names for future potential managers were tossed around, Chip Hale was not one of the names that we heard all the time. So he's kind of, I shouldn't say he's come out of nowhere, but he certainly has come out of the second tier as opposed to the first tier. And to your point, with a roster that everybody thought was going to rebuild, I think he's done a heck of a job, and especially with some of the issues that he's had with pitching. Arroyo was out for the whole year, and, you know, Bradley hasn't pitched all that much. So at the end of the day, got to be some marks for Chip Hale in terms of Manager of the Year in the National League, too, even though he probably won't be on the front page for it.
Well, and with that being said, then what about Goldschmidt? I mean, I know that, you know, his numbers dropped a little bit, but ultimately, I mean, he's a huge reason why this team is anywhere near 500. Is he still a candidate for MVP for the NL?
Well, he's certainly a big piece of that team, and he did go into a little slump, although he had a nice night last night in the Diamondback game. I think he's a real good candidate. He's kind of one, sort of almost the closest thing you're going to find to an all-round player now. He's good defensively. He has a good average. He hits for some power. Perhaps the only thing that's a little bit below par is his running ability. But in terms of a good, solid all-round player, I think he'd have to be a great candidate for the MVP. The fact that the team is a 500 team and is probably looking at finishing second, third, or fourth, unless they go on a great run in the month of September, I think he's probably got a little bit of a disadvantage there. But, you know, certainly in terms of what a player has meant to his team, he'd be front and center.
Speaking of being hot at the right time, you know, the Chicago Cubs, is there any way to argue that they're not the hottest team in baseball, that they might be one of those teams that might have problems getting into the tournament but could be a very dangerous team should they make it?
Well, I'm not so sure now, Jeff, with all due respect, that they're sort of on the outside looking in. I look at that wild card race now in the National League, and San Francisco is in third spot, and they are sitting a full five games behind the Cubs. The Cubs and Pittsburgh, there's a three-game difference, and there's six games left between the Cubs and Pittsburgh, three in each city in the month of September, the 15th, 16th, and 17th in Pittsburgh, and the 25th through 27th in Chicago. So it's conceivable that if the Cubs continue to play at the pace they're playing now, they could actually catch the Pirates. And we've said for a long time that the Pirates are a good team that are just have the misfortune of being in the same division as the Cardinals. And if you look at the National League standings right now, the top three records in the National League are the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs. And I think Andy's been saying for a long time that that might be the most competitive division in all of baseball.
Not only that, I've been saying for a while that I think we're getting both wild cards from the Central this year, too. So hopefully the Cubs can hang on and keep that second spot, or, you know, the Pittsburgh. Either way, one of those two or both of those two, I really feel are the best teams in all of, you know, baseball. The records speak for themselves, as we all know. But I think it'd be pretty cool to see both the wild cards come out of the Central.
Yeah, and we saw that a couple of years ago. I think it was Cincinnati and Pittsburgh were the two wild card teams. And, you know, I'm looking now and seeing that San Francisco is five games out. They've been so inconsistent. I think their best chance to get in now is to catch the Dodgers, and they're actually closer to the Dodgers than they are to the Cubs in terms of the wild card. Arizona's 9.5 out, and Washington's 9.5 out, and I think we can kind of cut it off there. I don't see anybody else sort of getting into that race, but My thoughts are that Pittsburgh and Chicago, unless they totally collapse, should be the two wild card teams in the National League at this point.
You and I are on the same page. Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
My pleasure, as always. And I guess you're smiling because Milwaukee finally overtook Cincinnati in that division this week.
Oh, man. I mean, what can I say? It's been a terrible year. It's been a long, long time, and ever since last year, after that 150-day mark, they've really blown it. But we got to get out of here, John. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
A time like this, sometimes you risk losing families, or you risk losing, let's say, the sponsorship that accompanies the things. Do you ever reflect on it and think, was it worth it?
I think you're looking too deep into this.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. That was Tiger Woods being asked some ridiculous question by somebody in the media, let's be honest. That's kind of what we do. We jab at people, we needle at them and whatnot. We try to dig to things. But anyway, real quickly, before we get out of here for this hour, I got to mention this. We are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And then also, we are brought to you in part by SoftHits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, Tina Turner, or U2, then you're going to love SoftHits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio, song after song, it's SoftHits.net. That's SoftHits.net. Hey, speaking of Tiger Woods, Jeff, relevant this weekend, a couple shots back, tied for second. Looks like he has a lot of the kinks worked out this weekend. Again, I do not want people to get caught speeding. This is not a major. This is a regular golf tournament. And don't get me wrong, you have to win a golf tournament in general. But let's not get caught speeding. It's been a nice performance, but I'm not sold that Tiger's back, even if he were to win this tournament, Jeff.
He's pieced together some nice shots. The second shot on 15 on Friday to set up the to set up the eagle putt was awesome. He had some putts slip out, and he's going to have to sink those on Sunday. This isn't the Sunday Tiger Woods of old. So again, don't get caught speeding, like you said, but get excited, because everybody's been talking about this guy for 2 years, and he hasn't done anything to merit the conversation.
That's a good point. That's maybe the best point of all, is he hasn't done anything to merit everybody talking about him. But do this, and maybe we should start talking about you. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the calls. We'll be back with another hour of great fun here on the program. Jeff Rich and then Fred Wallen will join us as well, Dorf Man. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.